excited. The show's starting.
Glad that you could join our Hilltown family. Spend a little time with Sienna and Persephone. So stay a while, hang your coat by the door. You know we've always got room for a couple more at the Hilltown Family Variety Show.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, all creatures real and imaginary, welcome to the Hilltown Family Variety Show. My name is Gregory Hollowtree, and I'll be your guest DJ today. I want to start off by saying thank you to Sienna for having me on this great show. It's quite an honor. I sing and play guitar in a family music band called The Hollowtrees. And just like a tree, our band has roots. So I thought that the theme for the show today could be The Roots of the Hollowtrees, folk music for families throughout history. I've gathered some of my favorite songs together, and I can't wait to share them with you. But first, I want to start off with a song off the Hollowtrees' new record, Hello Friend. This is a philosophical song which asks the question, what do you want on your taco? Have you ever noticed?
Life is like a taco. I'll prove that it is true. But first I'll take your order. So let's begin with you. Fried or steamed, fish, beef, pork, or chicken, or black or refried beans. We have a choice of salsas, there's red and brown and green. Would you like guacamole and maybe sour cream?
What do you want on your taco? What do you want on your taco?
The choice is up to you, so make your wish come true.
What do you want on your taco?
About some lettuce or cabbage that's been chopped, onions and cilantro, peppers mild or hot, grated cheese or crumbled, olives that are sliced. How about grilled veggies and why not add some rice?
What do you want on your taco? What do you want on your taco?
The choice is up to you, so make your wish come true.
What do you want on your taco?
Some folks make their tacos too big and then they spill. Some make them so plain they never can get filled. Some folks like their tacos the same way every time. Others like to mix it up and add a dash of lime.
What do you want on your taco? What do you want on your taco?
The choice is up to you, so make your wish come true.
What do you want?
Taco, I've shown that it is true, and putting it together is always up to you.
What do you want on your taco? What do you want on your taco?
The choice is up to you, so make your wish come true.
What do you want on your taco? What do you want on your taco? What do you
That was my band, The Hollowtrees, from our new record called Hello Friend. Now let's get into our theme, The Roots of the Hollowtrees, folk music for families throughout history. Families have been making music together since the beginning of time, but commercial recording wasn't available until about 1890. Back then, they recorded on wax cylinders, not records. Here's a fun wax cylinder recording by Stella Mayhew.
One side.
such a chump, I thought I had a small double chin. So I took antifat, 6 bottles of that is what made me so awfully thin. I took in my dress about 10 times, I guess, but my waistline is still growing small. So I've made up my mind, I must eat all the time, or I soon will weigh nothing at all. So I'm looking for something to eat. I'm sure that my collarbone shows. I must get a dinner, 'cause if I get thinner, I know I'll fall out of my clothes. I'm so skinny, will nobody take me to dine? Is nobody going to treat? Oh, I wish I did well. I'm as skinny as anything. I'm looking for something to eat. I want some radishes and olives, speckled trout and cantaloupe and cauliflower, some mutton broth and devil's crabs and clams and Irish stew, some corn and cob and some tomatoes, then some ham and beans and peas and fried potatoes, a side of bacon, and of course I want the liver too, because they go together. Corned beef and cabbage, and of course some quail and toast, chicken boiled or broiled or stewed or fried or roast, salad and asparagus and vinaigrette for mine. Some pudding, fruit and cheese and pie and cake, then the supposition is that I will not be hungry then until I think it's time to dine. Oh my!
About 1910, flat records came around and eventually replaced cylinders. There is a great pair of compilations of early family music from the 20s and 30s on Yazoo Records called The Story the Crow Told Me. Here are a couple great cuts from that compilation, starting with King Kong Kitchy Kitchy Kaimeo by Chubby Parker.
Frog went a-courtin' and he did ride. King Kong, kitchy-kitchy-cry-me-o, with a sword and a pistol by his side. King Kong, kitchy-kitchy-cry-me-o, cry-mo-key-mo-cry-mo-key, way down yonder in a holler tree, an owl and a bat and a bumblebee. King Kong, kitchy-kitchy-cry-me-o. He rode till he came to Miss Mouse's door. King Kong, kitchy-kitchy-cry-me-o, and there he knelt up on the floor. King Kong, kitchy-kitchy-cry-me-o, cry-mo-key-mo-cry-mo-key, way down yonder in a holler tree, an owl and a bat and a bumblebee. King Kong, kitchy-kitchy-cry-me-o. He took Miss Mouse up on his knee. King Kong, kitchy, kitchy, cry me, yo. And he said, little mouse, will you marry me? King Kong, kitchy, kitchy, cry me, yo. Cry mo, key, mo, cry mo, key, way down yonder in a holler tree, an owl and a bat and a bumblebee. King Kong, kitchy, kitchy, cry me, yo. Miss Mouse had suitors 3 or 4. King Kong, kitchy, kitchy, cry me, yo. And there they came right in the door. King Kong, kitchy, kitchy, cry me, yo. Cry mo, key, mo, cry mo, key, way down yonder in a holler tree, an owl and a bat and a bumblebee. King Kong, kitchy, kitchy, cry me, yo. They grabbed Mr. Frog and began to fight. King Kong, kitchy, kitchy, cry me, yo. In that holler tree, 'twas a terrible night. King Kong, kitchy, kitchy, cry me, yo. Cry mo, key, mo, cry mo, key, way down yonder in a holler tree, an owl and a bat and a bumblebee. King Kong, kitchy, kitchy, cry me, yo. Mr. Frog hurled the suitors to the floor. King Kong, kitchy, kitchy, cry me, yo. With his sword and his pistol, he killed all 4. King Kong, kitchy, kitchy, cry me, yo. Cry mo, key, mo, cry mo, key, way down yonder in a holler tree, an owl and a bat and a bumblebee. King Kong, kitchy, kitchy, cry me, yo. They went to the parson the very next day. King Kong, kitchy, kitchy, cry me, yo. And left on their honeymoon right away. King Kong, kitchy, kitchy, cry me, yo. Cry mo, key, mo, cry mo, key, way down yonder in a holler tree, an owl and a bat and a bumblebee. King Kong, kitchy, kitchy, cry me, yo. Now they live far off in a holler tree, King Kong, Kitchy Kitchy Kimeo, where they now have wealth and children free. King Kong, Kitchy Kitchy Kimeo, Kimokey, way down yonder in a holler tree, an owl and a bat and a bumblebee. King Kong, Kitchy Kitchy Kimeo.
Girl the other day thought I'd have some fun. She never said a word to me. She stood and chewed her gum. Stood and chewed her gum. Stood and chewed her gum. She never said a word to me. She stood and chewed her gum. I went to see her again last night. What you reckon, she said. Said she would not marry me if all the rest was dead. Chewing gum, I say, chewing gum, I say. She never said a word to me, she stood and chewed her gum. I took my girl to the ball last night, took her in to supper. She stumped her toes over the table leg, stove her nose in the butter. Chewing gum, I say, chewing gum, I say. She never said a word to me, she stood and chewed her gum. I picked that girl up from the floor, nose was right greasy. I love my gum, oh boy, and don't you be uneasy. She wouldn't do a doggone thing, she stood and chewed her gum. Perhaps sometimes you're lonely, perhaps sometimes you're blue. Perhaps sometimes you love a girl that does not love you.
Johnny Booker, oh, do, number do, do, Johnny Booker, oh, do. I asked Johnny Booker for a cook, I thought he'd give me half a bushel of his old mean jaw, do. Johnny Booker, oh, do, number do, do, Johnny Booker, oh, do. Said, little man, I'm almost dead, hand me down the pone of bread. Open the gate and I'll be gone, give me up a stick and I'll trot on, do. Johnny Booker, oh, do, number do, do, Johnny Booker, oh, do. Johnny Booker, oh, do, 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 Johnny Booker, oh, do. Said a little man came riding by, said, little man, your pigs will die. If they die, I'll eat their meat and send Johnny Booker their head and feet, do. Johnny Booker, oh, do, 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 Johnny Booker, oh, do. Do, Johnny Booker, oh, do, 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 Johnny Booker, oh, do. Flour goes over the bowl and cloth, water pours over the dam. The old mean man with the red shirt on stole Joe Julianne. Do, Johnny Booker, oh, do, 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 Johnny Booker, oh, do. Do, Johnny Booker, oh, do, 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 Johnny Booker, oh, do. Raccoon married the monkey's sister, give her a hug and then he kissed her. Do, Johnny Booker, oh, do, 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 Johnny Booker, oh, do. Do, Johnny Booker, oh, do, 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 Johnny Booker, oh, do. Do, Johnny Booker, oh, do, 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 Johnny Booker, oh, do. Johnny Booker was a mean old man, he washed his face in a frying pan, he combed his head with a wagon wheel, died with a toothache in his heel. Do, Johnny Booker, oh, do, 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 Johnny Booker, oh, do.
All right, that was Johnny Booker by Cousin Emmy, and before that you heard Chewing Chewing Gum by Lake Howard. In the 40s and 50s, children's music moved in more of a novelty song direction. Here are a couple of my favorite songs from that era, starting off with The Thing by Phil Harris and his orchestra.
While I was walking down the beach one bright and sunny day, I saw a great big wooden box a-floating in the bay. I pulled it in and opened it up, and much to my surprise, ooh, I discovered a, right before my eyes, ooh, I discovered a, right before my eyes. I picked it up and ran to town as happy as a king. I took it to a guy I knew who'd buy most anything. But this is what he hollered at me as I walked in his shop. Ooh, get out of here with that before I call a cop. Ooh, get out of here with that before I call a cop. I turned around and got right out of running for my life. And then I took it home with me to give it to my wife. But this is what she hollered at me as I walked in the door. Oh, get out of here with that, and don't come back no more. Oh, get out of here with that, and don't come back no more. I wandered all around the town until I chanced to meet a hobo who was looking for a handout on the street. He said he'd take most any old thing, he was a desperate man. But when I showed him the, he turned around and ran. Oh, when I showed him the, he turned around and ran. I wandered on for many years, a victim of my fate, until one day I came upon St. Peter at the gate. And when I tried to take it inside, he told me where to go. Get out of here with that, and take it down below. Oh, get out of here with that, and take it down below. The moral of the story is, if you're out on the beach, and you should see a great big box and it's within your reach, don't ever stop and open it up. That's my advice to you, 'cause you'll never get rid of the, no matter what you do. Oh, you'll never get rid of the, no matter what you do.
Fat old policeman, he's always on our street. A fat and jolly red-faced man, he really is a treat. He's too kind for a policeman, he's never known to frown. And everybody says he is the happiest man in town. Everybody when he's walking in the street, he never can stop laughing, he says he's never tried, but once he did arrest a man and laughed until he cried. And then he shut his eyes. He opened his great mouth. It was a wondrous sight. He said, I must arrest you. He didn't know what for. And then he started laughing until he cracked his jaw. When walking round the town, just shake him by his fat old hand and give him half a crown. His eyes will beam and sparkle, he'll gurgle with delight, and then you'll start him laughing with all his blessed might. Ha 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 ha
right, that was The Laughing Policeman by Charles Penrose.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with your rain, I've got a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain. Why am I smiling? Why do I sing? Why does December seem sunny as spring? Why do I get up each morning to start happy and head up with joy in my heart? Why is each new task a trifle to do? Because I am living a life full of you. Say I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with your rain, I've got a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain.
That was Cliff Edwards, also known as Ukulele Ike.
Are you ready, Hizzy? Okay, here we go. And he never took a shave except on Mondays. He didn't eat a thing but chocolate sundaes.
'Twas a very, very daring thing to do.
And he carried for a charm a gibbered herring.
A herring?
To protect him when the tropic sun was glaring. Whoever met him thought he needed airing.
'Twas a very, very daring thing to do. Otto Silch, he's a hero of the ages. Otto Silch, he will surely enter history's pages. From the Indies to the Andes, what a mission. Stopping only now and then to do some fishing. And he went without a copyright permission. 'Twas a very, very daring thing to do. Otto Silch,
Otto Silch,
he's the idol of the nation. He'll be called,
where's Otto,
to the Senate for investigation. And he carried for a spare a pair of panties, but they didn't fit him well, they were his aunties. In his undies from the Indies to the Andes, 'twas a very, very daring thing to do. 'Twas a very, very daring thing to do. Thank you.
that was the Hoosier Hotshots doing From the Indies to the Andes in His Undies. In the 50s, we saw the beginning of the folk revival. One of my favorite singers comes from that era, and his name is Burl Ives. He began singing folk songs on the radio in the 1940s and recorded many great children's songs over the years before becoming famous as a snowman. Here he is doing Tam Pierce.
Tam Pierce, lend me your gray mare. All along down, along out, along lee. Us wants to go to Whittingham Fair. Bill Brewer, Jan Stewart, Peter Gantry, Peter Gurney, Dan'l Whitten, Harry Auk, old Uncle Tom Cobley and all. Old Uncle Tom Cobley and all. When shall I see again my gray mare? All along down, along out, along Lee. By Friday noon or Saturday soon. With Bill Brewer, Jan Stewart, Peter Gantry, Peter Gurney, Dan'l Whitten, Harry Auk, old Uncle Tom Cobley and all. Old Uncle Tom Cobley and all. But Friday came and Saturday soon. All along down, along out, along Lee. And Tam's old mare, she ne'er did come home. With Bill Brewer, Jan Stewart, Peter Gantry, Peter Gurney, Dan'l Whitten, Harry Auk, old Uncle Tom Cobley and all. Old Uncle Tom Cobley and all. So Tam may wait pain top o' the hill. All along down, along out, along Lee. And Zeddy's old mare making her will. With Bill Brewer, Jan Stewart, Peter Gantry, Peter Gurney, Dan'l Whitten, Harry Auk, old Uncle Tom Cobley and all. Old Uncle Tom Cobley and all. When the wind blows cold on the moor at night, all along down, along out, along Lee, Tam Pierce's old mare dost appear ghastly white. With Bill Brewer, Jan Stewart, Peter Gantry, Peter Gurney, Dan'l Whitten, Harry Auk. Old Uncle Tom Cobley and all. Old Uncle Tom Cobley and all.
Another artist who started around then was Woody Guthrie.
Take me riding in the car, car, take me riding in the car, car. Take you riding in my car, car, I'll take you riding in my car. Click, clank, open up a door, girls. Click, clank, open up a door, boys. Front door, back door, click a dick, clack, take you riding in my car. Climb, climb, rattle on the front seat. Spree, I spraddle on the back seat. Turn my key, step on the starter, take you riding in my car. Engine, it goes, engine, it goes. Front seat, back seat, boys and girls, take you riding in my car. Trees and the houses walk along, trees and the houses walk along. Truck and a cart and a garbage can, I'll take you riding in my car. Ships and little boats chug along, ships and little boats chug along. Take you riding in my car. I'm gonna zoom you home again, I'm gonna zoom you home again. Roll home, take you riding in my car. I'm gonna let you blow the horn, I'm gonna let you blow the horn. Well, I'll take you riding in my car.
You're listening to the Hilltown Family Variety Show on WXOJ 103.3 FM Northampton. Tune in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. or listen to the podcast anytime at hilltownfamilies.org.
Looking for something to do this weekend with the family? Well, look no further than hilltownfamilies.org. Established in 2005, Hilltown Families is a grassroots communication network that shares events, resources, and updates with families living in Western Mass. Every Thursday, Hilltown Families publishes a comprehensive list of family-friendly events, workshops for parents, and community activities happening all over Western Mass. Hilltown Families is a great way to stay connected with other families in the area and up to date on events and activities. Go on over to hilltownfamilies.org and sign up for the Hilltown Families newsfeed and listserv. Fan us over on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. Many easy ways for staying connected and keeping up with what's happening for families here in Western Mass. That's at hilltownfamilies.org. hilltownfamilies.org.
Was an old woman, she had a little pig. Oink, oink, oink. There was an old woman and she had a little pig. It didn't cost much 'cause he wasn't very big. Oink, oink, oink. This little old woman kept the pig in the barn. Oink, oink, oink. This little old woman kept the pig in the barn, the prettiest little thing that she had on the farm. Oink, oink, oink. But this little pig did a heap of harm. Oink, oink, oink. But this little pig did a heap of harm. He made little tracks all around the barn. Oink, oink, oink. Now this little woman fed the pig on clover. Oink, oink, oink. This little old woman fed the pig on clover, and when he ran, he shook all over. Oink, oink, oink.
That was Ed McCurdy singing The Old Woman and the Pig. Okay, let's take a break from our theme and hear another song from the Hollow Tree's new record. Here's our reworking of an old jazz song called I Can't Dance, I've Got Ants in My Pants.
Before the dance, we had a little picnic. Took our food to sit out on the grass. I found a little mound and sat myself right down. But it was an anthill, and here's what came to pass. I can't dance.
I can't dance.
Got ants in my pants.
Got ants in my pants.
Well, I can't dance.
I can't dance.
I got ants in my pants.
Got ants in my pants.
I can't dance.
I can't dance.
I got ants in my pants.
Got ants in my pants.
Well, I can't dance.
I can't dance.
I got ants in my pants.
Got ants in my pants.
Oh gee.
Oh gee.
Mercy me.
Mercy me.
Oh my.
Oh my.
Pudding pie.
Pudding pie.
Well, I can't dance.
I can't dance.
I got ants in my pants.
Got ants in my pants.
I can't dance.
I can't dance.
I got ants in my pants.
I got ants in my pants.
This is Gregory Hollowtree, your guest host today, and we're talking about the history of family music.
In a shady nook one moonlight night, a leprechaun I spied, with scarlet coat and cap of green, a krushkin by his side. 'Twas tick-tack-tick, his hammer went upon a tiny shoe, and I laughed to think of a purse of gold. But the fairy was laughing too. Step and beating heart, quite softly I drew nigh. There was mischief in his merry face, a twinkle in his eye. He hammered and sang with tiny voice, and drank his mountain dew. And I laughed to think he was caught at last. But the fairy was laughing too. Quick as thought I seized the elf, "Your fairy purse," I cried. "The purse," he said, "is in the hand of the lady by your side." I turned to look, the elf was gone. Oh, what was I to do? Ah, I laughed to think what a fool I'd been. But the fairy was laughing too.
The Leprechaun by Richard Dyer Bennett. He was another folk musician from the 50s, a very interesting artist and one of the first independent artists. Here's Burl Ives again, doing a song from a little later in his career called "The Goat and the Train."
Here's a song called "The Goat and the Train." This goat did something that no other goat ever did before. I bought a goat, his name was Jim. I bought him for his precious skin. That goat got loose about 9:30 and ate a red shirt right off the line. I grabbed that goat by the wool of the back, and I tied him to a railroad track. He bucked and bawled with might and main, as round the curve came a passenger train. He bucked and bawled with might and main, coughed up that shirt and flagged the train.
The folk music revival continued throughout the 60s and into the 70s, when there was another explosion of great children's music. Two of my very favorite family albums were released then. The first was a collaboration by Carole King with Maurice Sendak called "Really Rosie." Here's a song from that one called "One Was Johnny."
One was Johnny. Johnny who lived by himself. Two was a rat who jumped on his shelf. Three was a cat who chased the rat. Four was a dog who came in and sat. Five was a turtle who bit the dog's tail. Six was a monkey who brought in the mail. Seven a blackbird pecked poor Johnny's nose.
Nine was Johnny.
Eight was a tiger out selling old clothes. Nine was a robber who took an old shoe. Ten was a puzzle, what should Johnny do?
One was Johnny.
He stood on a chair and said, "Here's what I'll do. I'll start to count backward, and when I am through, if this house isn't empty, I'll eat all of you." The robber who left looking pale. Eight was the tiger who chased him to jail. Seven, the blackbird flew off to Havana. Six was the monkey who stole a banana. Five was the turtle who who crawled off to bed. Four was the dog who slid home on a sled. Three was the cat who pounced on the rat. Two was the rat who left with the cat. And one was Johnny.
One was Johnny.
One was Johnny. And liked it like that.
One was Johnny.
And then there was Tom T. Hall's record, Country Songs for Children. This record was particularly inspiring to me when I was starting the Hollow Trees.
How do you talk to a little baby goat? You can't go meow like a cat. When you go meow to a little baby goat, he can't go meow right back. No, you have to say bad to a little baby goat. You can't say hello like a man. You have to say bad to a little baby goat. That's all he understands. How do you talk to a little baby goat? You can't go cackle like a hen. When you go cackle to a little baby goat, it doesn't mean a thing to him. So you have to say bad to a little baby goat. You can't say hello like a man. You have to say bad to a little baby goat. That's all he understands. How do you talk to a little baby goat? You can't go quack like a duck. When you go quack to a little baby goat, it just doesn't mean very much. And so you can't go meow, cackle, quack to a goat. You can't say hello like a man. You can't go meow, cackle, quack to a goat. Remember, you have to say bang.
Hey everybody, gather round. It's story time.
I've got the cotton, you've got the loom. Let's spin a yarn all around the room. One about the ocean, one about the king, one about the lady with the diamond ring.
I've got the cotton, you've got the loom. Let's spin a yarn all around.
All right, folks, it's story time. Here's a couple passages from one of my favorite writers, Dr. Seuss. Upon an island hard to reach, the East Beast sits upon his beach. Upon the West Beach sits the West Beast. Each beach beast thinks he's the best beast. Which beast is best? Well, I thought at first that the East was best and the West was worst. Then I looked again from the West to the East, and I liked the beast on the East Beach least. We have a dinosaur named Din. Din's thin. Din doesn't have much skin, and the bones fall out of his left front shin. Then we have to call in Pinner Blin, who comes with his handy shin pin bin. And with a thin Blin shinbone pin, Blin pins Din's shin bones right back in. Well, when Blin comes home tired from his work pinning shins, the happiest hour of old Blin's day begins. Mr. Blin is the father of musical twins, who, tucking twin instruments under twin chins, lull their daddy to sleep with twin Blin violins. The 80s brought us Raffi. Here he is doing that immortal classic, Apples and Bananas.
I like to eat, eat, eat apples and bananas. I like to eat, eat, eat apples and bananas. I like to eat, eat, eat apples and bananas. I like to eat, eat, eat apples and bananas. I like to eat, eat, eat apples and bananas. I like to eat, eat, eat meeples and beninis. And I like to ite, ite, ite eyeples and bananas. I like to ite, ite, ite eyeples and bananas. I like to oat, oat, oat opals and bananas. I like to oat, oat, oat opals and bananas. And I like to oot, oot, oot oopals and balloons. I like to oot, oot, oot oopals and balloons.
Now we're getting up towards contemporary music. An artist I love who influenced me a lot when I was first starting the band is Dan Zanes. Dan plays a lot of great classic folk songs, but his originals are some of my favorites too. Here's one he wrote that I love called Smile, Smile, Smile.
Every time that I think of you, smile for a while. And that's the one thing you always do. You always smile, smile, smile. Acting out stories and hugging your friends. Smile for a while. I know what I'll do when I see you again. I'm gonna smile, smile, smile. Like ripples in a pond, that pass the baton. The good feelings will go on for mile after mile. In your big heart circles the world every time that you smile. Doing those voices and telling your jokes. Smile for a while. Hairdos in the thrift shop coats, they make me smile, smile, smile. Every time you break into a Broadway song, smile for a while. Everyone around you starts singing along. We smile, smile, smile. Like ripples in a pond, or runners that pass the baton. In your big heart circles the world every time that you smile. Well, you know I love you and I'm glad you're my friend. Smile. When I see you again, smile, smile, smile. Smile, smile, smile.
The actor John Lithgow recorded a couple great albums for kids. Here he is singing the GNU song.
A year ago, last Thursday, I was strolling in the zoo when I met a man who thought he knew the lot. He was laying down the law about the habits of baboons and the number of quills a porcupine has got. So I asked him, "What's that creature there?" He answered, "It's a helk." I might have gone on thinking that was true. If the animal in question hadn't put that chat to shame and remarked, "I ain't a helk. I'm a GNU. I'm a GNU. I'm a GNU. The nicest work of nature in the zoo. I'm a GNU. How'd you do?
You really ought to canoe, woohoo's woohoo.
I'm a gnu, spelled G-N-U. I'm not a camel or a kangaroo. So let me introduce, I'm neither man or moose. Oh, gnu, 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 I'm a gnu. I had taken furnished lodgings down at Rustington-on-Sea, whence I travelled on to Ashton-under-Lyme. And the second night I stayed there, I was wakened from a dream, which I'll tell you all about some other time. Among the hunting trophies on the wall above my head, stuffed and mounted, was a face I thought I knew. A bison? No, it's not a bison. An okapi? I don't think it's an okapi. Could it be a hearty beast? When I seemed to hear a voice. I'm a gnu. I'm a gnu. A another gnu. I wish I could gnash my teeth at you. I'm a gnu. How do you do? You really ought to canoe, wahoos wahoo. I'm a gnu, spell G-N-U. Call me bison or okapi and I'll sue. Gnor am I in the least like that dreadful hearty beast. Oh, gnu, 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 I'm a gnu. Gnu, 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 I'm a gnu. Gnu, 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 I'm a gnu.
In the last 10 years or so, there's been an explosion of independent children's music. There are so many great artists out there these days, it's a true renaissance. I only have time to play a few, so let's start off with my friends Hullabaloo doing their song, I Chew.
You know, it's times like these that I wish I was a monkey, cause they get better fare. You don't get to eat bananas when you're a panda bear. And so I chew, I chew, I chew on my bamboo. I chew, I chew, cause that's what pandas do. I wish I had a bowl of ice cream, so cool and soft and sweet. Heck, I'd take a bowl of anything that's easier to eat. Instead I chew, I chew, I chew on my bamboo. I chew, I chew, cause that's what pandas do. Bamboo is tasty and nutritious, but it gets a little dull. My mouth just seems to tire out before my stomach's full. And so I chew, I chew, I chew on my bamboo. I chew, I chew, cause that's what pandas do. I chew and chew, I chew, I chew on my bamboo. I chew, I chew, cause that's what pandas do.
Here's a sweet song by our friend Lisa Loeb off her album, Camp Lisa.
I wanna linger a little longer, a little longer here with you. It's such a perfect night, it doesn't seem quite right that this should be my last with you. I wanna linger a little longer, a little longer here with you. And come September, we will remember our camping days and friendships true. And as the years roll by, I'll think of you and sigh. This is good luck and not goodbye. I wanna linger a little longer here with you. I wanna linger a little longer, a little longer here with you. And as the years go by, I'll think of you and sigh. This is good night and not goodbye.
Well, folks, we're almost to the end of our time together. I hope you learned a little and laughed a lot. I want to say thanks again to Sienna for having me on this great show, and thank you for listening. We're going to go out with another song from the Hollow Tree's new album, Hello Friend. Here's Tracy singing, My Dog Has Fleas.
My dog has fleas. Hey,
considered too essential. In fact, I tend to say it's quite inconsequential.